For all those women watching who may have had a separation from their father, you will let me just take you briefly into that part of your life. You sought him out, didn't you?
Yes, I couldn't, obviously, during the war. I didn't know where he was. I knew, was he, after he left us, he went to England and ended up in Ireland, where he came from originally. And so I never heard, obviously, from him or knew anything about him during the war. There was a great deal of pain involved, because before the war, after he'd left us, my mother explained very sweetly that he'd gone away on a trip, and she didn't think he was coming back. He might, but he might not. So I kept writing letters every day, which she never mailed.
She didn't mail them?
No, because they were one after the other. You know, she may have mailed one or two, but she also didn't know where he was. So little by little, that sort of, you know, I learned to live with that. I was terribly jealous of other little girls who did have adoring daddies and all of that. One learns to live with that. We learn to live with so much, finally, and I did have a marvelous family, and my grandfather, as I said. Then after the war, curiosity took over. I wanted to know where he was, whether he was still alive. And through the Red Cross, bless the Red Cross, they do so many wonderful things and have done for so many years, I found where my father lived, which was in Ireland. But it took me many more years before I could write to him, before I could say, I want to see you. Because by then, I can't say adult, but mature enough to suffer from resentment. You know, and why did he go away, and how could he have, you know? He didn't love me, obviously, that's what I thought. Then you get that much older that you begin to understand that going away need not have anything to do with not loving you. You start understanding about adults not getting on, and so forth. And so then I wrote, and a week later, I was in Dublin, and I saw him for the first time in, 25 years.